one halacha before Hatana Nedarim. We're learning an interesting case that if a person Chas v'Shalom is chole sheyesh bo sakana, so the halacha says that it's permissible to cook for him on Shabbat. He's b'sakana, he needs the food. Means the Jew can even go put the food on the fire for him and cook. The question we discussed today is that if a Jew could cook, so certainly a goy could cook for him also. So the goy cooked for the chole sheyesh bo sakana on Shabbat. Clearly the chole sheyesh bo sakana is able to eat from it, but nobody else on Shabbat. Only the chole sheyesh bo sakana. The question is now on Motzei Shabbat. On Motzei Shabbat, is it permissible to eat from this food that was cooked beheter on Shabbat? It was permissible to cook this food on Shabbat. Problem is, we have a problem of Vishul Akum. Because bottom line, the food was cooked al yedei goy. So for chole sheyesh bo sakana on Shabbat, we're mekel. But now it's Motzei Shabbat. Maybe I could argue, cook new food for everybody. Cook new food al yedei Yisrael for the chole sheyesh bo sakana and for the bari. Question is it permissible to eat from this food on Motzei Shabbat from the Bishul Akum element? The Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Het clearly says from the Gaon Mevilna it's permissible, that there's no problem of Bishul Akum, even the Gabe the Bari. Although in Shin Chaf Het, in Seif Katan Samech Gimal, the Mishnah Brura seems to say that no, on Motzei Shabbat, one should be Mahmir not to eat from this food, because it is Bishul Akum, make new food. We have a stira in the Mishnah Brura, from Shin Yud Het to Shin Chaf Het. Chababadiyah points out the stira, and he says that it's quite possible that the Mishnah Brura in Shin Chafet was written by the Hafetz Chaim himself, whereas in Shin Chafet that Siman was written by the Hafetz Chaim's son. And therefore, it's not a stira in the Hafetz Chaim. It's two authors over here that wrote two different dinim. And Chababadiyah says, "Biyafei kawach haben mikawach ha'av," in this case, that we should take the stringency of the son to say that Motzei Shabbat one should not eat from this food. However, Chababadiyah says that's only in a case where the food was cooked in the house of a goy. The case was simple: the Jew had a chole sheyesh bo sakana in his house. He went next door to the goy and he told the goy to cook. So in that case over there, while the Mishnah Brura would be lenient, meaning the Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Chet, and the Mishnah Brura's son in Shin Chaf Chet was strict on that, that's in a goy's house. However, if let's say the food was cooked in a Jew's house by a goy, there Chababadiyah is safek sefekat to be mekel. Safek echad, that you have the poskim that say that the food is mutar, even if it's cooked in a goy's house, it's permissible because it was cooked meheter. And even if you want to say it's asur, maybe there's no bishul akum in the house of Israel. When the goy cooks in the Jewish house, that's the Ra'abad's opinion. So therefore, with this suffix sepeka, Achabavadiyah is lenient that if the food was cooked by a goy in a Jewish house, the food is permissible for everybody to eat Motzei Shabbat. So that's a trivia question. What's a case where it's permissible for a Jewish person who's healthy to eat bishul akum? The case would be where a non-Jew cooked in a Jewish home for chole sheyesh bo sakana on Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, that food would be permissible. Regarding the kelim, let's say the goy cooked on Shabbat in the kelim, and now we want to know, can you use these kelim? Do you have to make hagalah in the kelim? Chababadiyah as well as a safek sefeka. He says, there are shitot that say that they weren't gozid bishul akum bichlal in kelim. So therefore, if you hold like those opinions, there's no question at all. And even if you want to say there is bishul akum in kelim, safek like the Rabbah that says there's no bishul akum in the house of Israel. So therefore, and then you have another safek that could be in this case everybody's matir anyway, because it was cooked beheter. So therefore, legabe the bili'ah and the kelim, Chababadiyah is lenient in this case that you don't have to kosher the kelim, even though you could argue, what do you mean? Just kosher the kelim. Just make hagalah on them. What do you have to worry about? There's a way to fix it. Still, even so, there's a way to fix it. You can rely on this to fix the vikah. And that's the way Achab David comes out in Ilchot Shabbat, in Otzrot Yosef, Siman Dalet. I'll just read you his teshuvah. Tabshil shnet pashel al yedegoy b'shabbat. Letzorech chole. So he says, אסור לברי לאכול בתבשיל זה אחר השבת, משום איסור בישול גויים. ואפילו החולה עצמו אסור לאכול בתבשיל זה אחר השבת, כיוון שאפשר לבשיל עברו תבשיל אחר. מכל מקום, אם היה הדבר בביתו של היהודי, so then he says, יש להקל אפילו לברי, לאכול בתבשיל זה אחר השבת. וכדירה שבישל בגוי בשבת אסור חולה, מותר להשתמש באחר השבת, ואין הצליחה אפשר כלל.